We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Optimistic viewers, Huying means welcome in Shanghainese, a language spoken by over 15 million people in Shanghai, China. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Union S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, free surgeries are given to children with cleft lips and palates in Olak or Vietnam. In humanitarian news, an equine therapy program in Jordan gains support. In good governance news, Argentina prohibits tobacco advertising and smoking in public places. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 26, is Madagascar's Independence Day, which celebrates its attainment of self-sovereignty in 1960. The world's fourth largest island, Madagascar is located near the coast of southern Africa. The nation is famous for its lemurs, of which there are approximately 40 indigenous species. One of their habitats is the rainforests of Atsinanane. This United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site is important to maintaining Madagascar's biodiversity. The Tsingy de Bemaraha Strait Nature Reserve, another World Heritage Site, is also a habitat for extraordinary animals and the locale of the remarkable canyon of the Manambolo River. We wish the amicable people of Madagascar a memorable Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Wildfires in Oklahoma, USA. Extreme drought conditions coupled with high winds have fueled multiple fires across the state, with 10 blazes as of Friday, June 24th, that scorched over 3,000 acres and damaged or destroyed a number of homes. Several firefighters sustained minor injuries, and a state of emergency has been declared for 33 counties. On Thursday night, 20 people took refuge at an evacuation center as the flames reached the town of Medicine Park in Comanche County, destroying at least 13 homes and consuming 1,000 acres while affecting most of the town's population. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, the country is still battling 41 large active fires, with states like Texas having faced nearly 13,000 fires since the beginning of the fire season that have already engulfed over 3 million acres in flames.
When the fires began in early June in drought-stricken states such as Texas and Florida, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her sorrowful prayers and love as she asked that our association members please consult with local officials on any required assistance. Saying that financial aid would be available, she requested that they go, if possible, to comfort the fire afflicted.
Our thankfulness for the safety efforts of all officials and courageous firefighting personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. May such destructive conditions soon be extinguished for the protection of all co-inhabitants through our gentler stewardship on the planet.
Over 1,000 people isolated in landslide in Japan. On Thursday, June 23rd, massive landslides stranded about 1,200 people in Nagano Prefecture's Kamakochi Highland Resort in central Japan. In just a period of 24 hours, the area received 171 millimeters of heavy rainfall, blocking the only road that provided access to the area. Workers were immediately dispatched to clear the mud, which in one section was up to 5 meters thick and covered a length of about 50 meters. By the next day, they were successful in creating a sufficient opening so that the stranded people could walk across on foot to reach waiting vehicle transportation. Japanese police also sent a helicopter to transport an elderly woman who needed medical care due to a previous condition, but there were fortunately no injuries reported.
Our grateful thanks, Japanese officials, police, and workers, for your quick assistance in getting the stranded people to safety. Our prayers that such extreme events subside through our more earth-caring actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Imagine it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny little crate. Don't know how to spell S-P-A-C-E space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin. Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right? Force-fed drugs till you lose your mind? Sweltering at noon, frozen in the night? Fresh air? What is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods. Can't even tell of my nightmare. The entire human race. Anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure. A bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand to wherever to be torn open from limb to limb or to hang from one leg on the ceiling and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over. Amid crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or enjoy such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf, and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice, and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. I cry for help. Is someone there? How come? Only blood. Blood. And blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small, trembling, helpless. Oh, if you don't know, if there is hell, come and see right here. Nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Still save the planet. Day 577. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. As people continue to demand that their governments grant greater freedom, respect, human rights, and improved living conditions, they gather in countries like Belize, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Egypt, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Libya, Nicaragua, Mexico, Panama, Syria, and Yemen.
Central America. As U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton acknowledged during a Central American Leaders Summit Thursday, June 23rd, the grave situation of violence and death being caused by illegal drug-related activities in the region, she announced her country's donation of $300 million U.S. dollars to assist in addressing the issue. Latin American leaders also highlighted the need to halt drug-related weapons sales, with Mexican President Felipe Calderón stating that 80% of the 112,000 guns seized in Mexico last year were made in the United States.
Brazil. In Pará State, where five environmental activists who spoke out against illegal logging and ranching were killed in the last month alone, the government has launched Defense of Life, a new campaign to ensure the safety of those under threat and to bring those responsible to justice.
Chile. Over 20 students were arrested Thursday in Santiago, Chile, as around 20,000 marched for reforms, including nationalizing all education, lowering prices for college entrance exams, and a more meaningful voice in government.
Peru. After 5 people in Puno department were killed and 30 wounded on Friday during rallies by the mostly indigenous Aymara population in protest of a proposed silver mine on the grounds that it would pollute the water while bringing few local benefits, Deputy Mining Minister Fernando Gala announced that the government was revoking its approval for the mine.
Egypt. During his first official visit to Egypt, Secretary General Salil Shetty of the human rights group Amnesty International commended the caretaker military government's democratic advancements in some areas.
At the same time, he called for the current leadership to set aside restrictive laws such as the ban on protests, the 30-year state of emergency, and the less-than-fair military trials currently being imposed on some 7,000 citizens, saying that these all contribute to an atmosphere of distrust that is sure to affect upcoming elections.
Somalia. As President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed appointed Acting Prime Minister Abduwele Mohamed Ali to the position of Prime Minister of the Transitional Government, Mr. Ali called upon the government and all Somalis to help in regaining national stability and security.
Libya. On Saturday, 17 Libyan athletes, 4 national football team members, and 13 other top figures in the sport symbolically defected from Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's rule and turned to support the activists as they called for him to step aside.
Syria. The Turkish Foreign Ministry revealed Friday that another 1,500 Syrian refugees crossed the border into Turkish camps on Thursday, fleeing the ongoing crackdown by the Syrian army in the region. This brings the total refugees in Turkey alone to more than 11,700 and counting, despite Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's recent pledges to pursue democratic reforms. After security forces killed 20 protesters on Friday, up to 1,000 Syrians also escaped into Lebanon, 6 of whom had suffered gunshot wounds, according to updated activist reports. On Saturday, the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights stated that the army set up checkpoints and arrested another 150 people.
Yemen. Convening in a meeting Friday, the United Nations Security Council spoke out for the first time as one voice in expressing deep concern for Yemen's deteriorating security and humanitarian situation. The council further urged security forces, tribesmen, and armed groups to refrain from violence and engage in dialogue. Meanwhile, the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said that starting Monday, it will conduct a 10-day mission to meet with officials, rights activists, detained protesters, and victims of violations in the hope of being able to assess and make recommendations to the government.
As we join in grief for perished fellow humans as well as the wounded and oppressed, we pray for the strife in all corners of the globe to end, and that heaven's children everywhere may choose to live together in harmony, dignity, and freedom.
India and Pakistan hold peace talks. As part of efforts being made by both countries to smooth past conflict and advance towards stable diplomatic relations, Foreign Secretary Nirupama Rao of India and her counterpart, Salman Bashir of Pakistan, met on Thursday, June 23rd, for 2 days of talks in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad.
Over a series of 3 sessions covering several areas of discussion, the two reached an agreement to promote friendly exchanges and ease visa restrictions. Another meeting to continue normalizing relations is scheduled for July in India. Our sincere congratulations, Your Excellencies, for your cordial and expanding relations. May the people of India and Pakistan be graced with ever more tranquility, fulfillment, and friendship.
Save our planet. With the first weeks of June 2011 bringing extreme and oppressive summer heat to Japan, more than 680 people have been rushed to the hospital with heat stroke thus far this year, with one death reported.
Warning news. As 5 national football players in Mexico are replaced on June 22, 2011, after being suspended for the finding of clenbuterol, a toxic steroid, the players all state the illegal substance came from their ingestion of contaminated meat, with the drug known to still be in widespread use in animal feed despite being banned.
I'm Pomosh.
Hi, everyone. I'm Howie. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life. We love our scrumptiously delicious vegan diet.
Today, we have a tip from our always thoughtful caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Before bringing your beloved animal companion home, like dogs or cats, for example, please check thoroughly and eliminate harmful potential.
Such as poisonous plants, toxic items, chokeable objects, sharp-edged furniture, thorny bushes, cactus, etc.
Ask the vets if you're not sure.
Thank you for loving your family's new members. May you be rewarded many-fold with their great love, blessing, and devotion.
Our sincere appreciation. Much love, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this caring and considerate reminder.
And thank you, kind viewers, for your attention.
Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In medical news, free surgeries are given to children with cleft lips and palates in O Lạc or Vietnam. Almost 100 youngsters are operated on at the Hue Odonto Maxillofacial Hospital in Thua Tinh Hue Province in central O Lạc. The project was initiated by the hospital in conjunction with Operation Smile Vietnam, a U.S.-based non-governmental organization. It received the financial assistance of Asia-Pacific Securities Joint Stock Company. Our sincere appreciation, all those graciously involved in this kind endeavor. With heaven's blessings, may the beautiful children have a future full of love and happiness.
In humanitarian news, an equine therapy program in Jordan gains support. The Nation's Zain, a mobile telecommunications company, announced its financial aid to equine therapy for young people with autism, which is offered at no charge. Through interacting with horses in a natural environment, youngsters with autism can more easily connect with the world around them. It is part of the Princess Aliyah Foundation, inaugurated by Her Royal Highness Princess Aliyah bint Al Hussein. Our respectful gratitude, Your Highness Princess Aliyah, for your caring efforts. Also, our earnest thankfulness, Zain, for your kind contribution. May the majestic horse friends flourish and continue to share love and blessings on earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, Argentina moves closer to becoming a smoke-free nation. We'll take a moment to breathe in the blessings of Mother Nature. Stay tuned for more good news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gratifying news for a satisfied world. In good governance news, Argentina takes measures towards becoming smoke-free. The government has passed a law to prohibit tobacco advertising and smoking in public places. In addition, it is now necessary to place warning messages on cigarette packaging. Health Minister His Excellency Juan Manzur stated that similar rulings in Uruguay and Brazil have had positive results. Congratulations, Argentina, on this significant step to protect your citizens' health. May pristine air and vibrant well-being be enjoyed by all individuals. Having recognized Uruguay for its support of a smoke-free nation, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Argentina and Brazil with the Shining World Leadership Award for their protection of citizens' lives through anti-smoking legislation.
Please join us for a joke told in Gujarati entitled Polite Student.
એક કાકા બસમાં ચડ્યા, તરત જ માધ્યમિક શાળાનો એક વિદ્યાર્થી ઉભો થઈ ગયો એટલે કાકા ખુશ થયા અને છોકરાને પ્રેમપૂર્વક બેસી રહેવા કહે છે. થોડી વાર પછી છોકરો ફરી ઉભો થયો અને કાકાએ ફરી વાર એને બેસી જવા કહ્યું. પછી વિદ્યાર્થી ત્રીજી વાર ઉભો થયો અને તોય કાકાએ કંઈ દાદ ના આપી એટલે વિદ્યાર્થી ચીડાયો જરા અને કહે છે, ઉતરવા દો હવે મને, મારા બે બસ સ્ટોપ ગયા.
And now for a heartline by telepathic Australian animal communicator Ms. Jody Ruckel, who was featured on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you for the interview, Supreme Master Television, and for all the other people who are helping to spread the vegan word to the rest of the world. Jody from Australia.
Kind-hearted Jody, thank you for your sweet note. We join you in praying that all people honor the sacred lives of our well-wishing co-inhabitants. May God's grace always be with you and the loving beings of Australia.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say CLA, which means goodbye in Shanghainese.
May your path in life be filled with an abundance of joy and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese Premier Wang Jiabao arrives for a two-day visit in Hungary on June 24th as the first stop in his European tour, traveling on to the UK and Germany to enhance ties and deepen cooperation with these member states and the European Union as a whole.
A homecoming of cheers greets U.S. Open champion Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland, the youngest golfer to win the U.S. Open since 1923, who in turn pays tribute to his father, who worked three jobs to support Rory's blossoming talent.
The government of New Zealand announces plans to spend over $500 million to replace 5,000 homes destroyed or severely damaged in the February 2011 earthquake, with compensation for an additional 10,000 homes currently being considered.
Following several years of preparation and implementation of political reforms, Croatia has been accepted and is now set to become the 28th member state of the European Union, with full ratification expected by 2013.
Residents of the Philippine cities of Manila and San Juan honor patron saint John the Baptist and Manila's 440th founding anniversary through the week-long Wata Wata Festival, with commemorations that include street dancing parades and religious processions.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.